7667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Two types of people in the world that are unwilling to change: dead folks and foolish folks. We find this out real quickly in life. You cannot use yesterday's methods in today's world. Many of us in here remember, if your car broke down on the highway, you was in trouble. You was hoping there was a call box where you could have to walk a mile or so and find one. Oh, there's one. Open it up and that rotary. Get an operator. Huh? Today's technology. I told this story before. I went to visit Maasai warriors in Kenya. And, I mean, we went way out there. It's like the Serengeti. You know, it's like, it's out there. It looked just like you see on Animal Kingdom. And we pull up into this little village, and there's a Maasai warrior dressed in the red, you know, with all the beads and the long earlobes and everything. I mean, the head, with a cell phone. Walking with his, you know, with his spear stuff. Technology is everywhere. Methodology. Some things we have to be able to adapt to. I hadn't seen a rotary phone anywhere. You hardly see phones now. You hardly see public phones. Because everybody got phones. All right, so we cannot use yesterday's methods in today's world. You won't have a tomorrow. I don't think technology is ever going back to the rotary phone. You remember we thought it was a big deal. Somebody had a phone in their car. You see him riding out. Oh, he must be rich. He got a phone in his car. And the phone had a long cord to it plugged in. Change is a natural order. It's a natural order. Look at creation. I don't like the word evolution, but things evolve. Things change. Things do change all the time. When you think you understand a situation, guess what? The situation changes. And so you have to be able to adapt and adopt change. All right? In creation itself, without change and adaptation, survival would never happen. Look how man has had to adapt, change. Again, I don't believe in the concept of evolution, but things do evolve. But we're not a creation of evolution. No, we were created, but man has evolved, okay? So the key to change is you are not looking at a stationary, but at a moving target. How about life is moving? Huh? Life moves. Things move. Amen. God made you to move. Things in motion continue to remain in motion. That's why if you become a couch potato, yeah, and that's not healthy for you. You know why exercise is good today? Don't shout me down. You know why exercise is good today? Because gravity is pushing everything down. Come on, so come on, some of y'all, help me out here. Gravity is pushing. and the older you get, if you're not careful, you know, a baby comes out of the womb in a fetal position, and as people get older, they go back toward that fetal position. Why? Gravity. So, but exercise, what exercise does is strengthens your ligaments, your muscles. Come on, it keeps bones in the proper place. If you just let them atrophy or atrophy, it just starts to get away from you. But if you exercise, and this is why exercise is important, keep the heart, keep the lungs, keep the liver, keep all those things in the right place, because gravity's pushing them. Before you know it, you got pains in your side. not my leg going out. Chop my neck. Well, that's not exercise. Exercise. See how quiet it is in here? Just walking, anything. But what we're fighting a battle against gravity. Amen. I don't know, but we need you around a long time. Amen. We need you healthy. We need you strong. Amen. All right. So the key to change is not looking at a stationary but a moving target. We cannot just focus on what is or we get left behind. There's some that live in a time warp. Just, you know, and they blame God or they say this is what God wants. No, God doesn't change. But I guarantee his methods. Amen. His strategies. God is not still trying to deal with us like he dealt with Joshua and them. You know, there's a principle involved. You understand? And some people think God is cruel and mean and angry, but there's a reason why God told them when they went into Canaan, certain nations to destroy everything. Amen. Kill everything. Now, why would God say, you can't trust the Old Testament? No, the Old Testament is very important in relation to the New Testament. The covenant is different, but the testament is something very important. But the reason why God told him to destroy everything, because he knew that the Nephilim spirits were there. They were the effort of the Luciferian doctrine to destroy man. And God said, destroy it all. He did it in the flood. He destroyed them all. God wasn't destroying just man. He was destroying the seed of the Nephilim. These were not men. They were not angels. They were a hybrid of something else that had no place in his kingdom. They would not be caught up to heaven. They wouldn't go. They had no place there. He had to create a hell for them. So God destroyed them all. It wasn't God angry with man. God was rescuing man. Wasn't but one man left. God said, unless I rescue him, unless I destroy all this, they will annihilate humankind. And there'll not be one, but he rescued us. So understand that. God is tell somebody, God ain't angry with you. He wants you to be successful. But we can't focus on what is. We must focus on what's coming. My whole objective is preparing a people. I mean, more than ever before, to understand the ways of God, to be able to hear his voice, and to be able to stand when darkness starts to prevail. People don't get whacked all out and crazy and things catch them unawares, because darkness is going to prevail. Amen. But grace is going to reign. And you have to understand that grace. You have to be partaker of that grace. And let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to jump in a phone booth and change into your Superman outfit real quick, overnight, one message, and you've been idle and rebellious and not listening and not studying and not changing all this time. It ain't going to happen like that. We have to be gathering it in now, line upon line, precept upon precept, building that strong tower. Why? To be successful, we have to look at what's coming and prepare for what's coming, not for what is. Because the status quo says things are the same, just like before Jesus came. Where's the promise of his coming? But see, you've been lulled into a false security. These are the last days. This is a time of the end when Jesus is coming back. All right, so now the only absolute certainty in life, let me say it this way, is that tomorrow, most everything will be different. Every day is different. Even though your routine stays the same, every day is different. Not one Sunday is the same. Tell me how God can do this. If you've ever been in the snow, I've been in the snow and when the snow would fall for the first time, when it wasn't too cold out, and the snow would fall for the first time, and I would stand there for a long time looking at the snowflakes. Not one snowflake, not somebody say, nary snowflake was the same. How can this be? These are snowflakes. They only appear for a moment and they melt, but they all are different. Just like your fingerprints. Ain't nobody that's ever been here from Adam hold everything. How can you get that many variations on a little finger like that? Okay, if you were quadruplets, not one of y'all had the same fingerprints. God. God is a God of variety, a God of change, a God of... He's not dull like some of us make him out to be. Dull and drab. And, you know, we didn't got saved, we get dull and drab. Come on, somebody say, the devil's a lie. He just wants you dull and drab so that folk won't want what you have. They say, child, I'm about to have too much fun to be up in the church like that. Oh, I'll get you, when I'm ready to die, I get sick or something, I'll come to church. You hear a lot of people say, well, when I'm not ready for that. That's what they say, I'm not ready to die. Huh? But see, you even in church, you can tell somebody you can dance. You just changed partners. See, in the world, you was dancing on that wild, Richard's Wild Irish Rose. That had you fired up. You was dancing to another partner. But now you get a praise dance. You dancing before the Lord. David danced before the Lord. You changed partners. Amen. Most of us here have witnessed in our lifetime a number of changes. Number one, a change in morals. Stuff that's on TV today, back in the day, it was a little more segregated as far as television, as far as culturally, but at least the messages that were coming across were wholesome. Wholesome stories, you know. Andy Mayberry. You know, Bonanza. You know, today, you turn on TV, you might see anything. You might see anything. You understand what I'm saying? You might see anything, turn on certain channels. Morals have changed. I like this little story. In 1965, the Rolling Stones, they're a very popular rock group. You've heard of them. Mick Jagger's and company. They wrote a song entitled "Let's Spend the Night Together," and no radio stations would play it because of the title. So they had to change the title to "Let's Spend Some Time Together," and it became a hit. But the morals. In 1980, the U.S. was $100 billion in the black. 1980, booming. Today, we're $100 trillion in debt to foreign nations. Not a good change, but change, huh? It's change nonetheless. You and I must have the ability to adapt to unexpected change.
Thank you for joining us as we start a new series entitled Quantum Faith.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.